They were together where Argro expected to find them, in the law library, and they seemed to be waiting. He entered in a rush, and when he was sure they were alone, he said, "I just met with my brother again. Let's talk." They scurried into their little conference room, closed the door, and crowded around the table. "Things are about to happen very fast," Argro said nervously. "Lake will pay the money. It'll be wired anywhere you want it. I can help if you want. Otherwise, you can handle it any way you wish." Spicer cleared his throat.
"That's 2 million each?"
"That's what you asked for. I don't know Mr. Lake, but evidently he moves fast." Argro glanced at his watch, then looked over his shoulder at the door. "There are some people from Washington here to meet with you. Big shots." He yanked some papers from his pocket, unfolded them, and laid a single sheet before each of the three. "These are presidential pardons, signed yesterday." With great reserve, they reached forward, took the papers, and tried to read them. The copy certainly looked official. They gawked at the bold letters across the top, the paragraphs of fussy prose, the compact signature of the President of the United States, and not a single word could be summoned. They were just stunned. "We've been pardoned?" Yarber finally managed to ask, his voice dry. "Yes, by the President of the United States." They kept reading. They fidgeted and chewed their lips and clenched their jaws and tried to quietly hide their shock. "They're going to come get you, take you to the warden's office, where the big shots from Washington will deliver the good news. Act surprised, okay?"
"No problem."
"That should be easy."
"How did you get these copies?" Yarber asked.
"They were given to my brother. I have no idea how. Lake has powerful friends. Anyway, here's the deal. You'll be released within the hour. A van will take you to Jacksonville, to a hotel where my brother will meet you. You will wait there until the wire transfers are confirmed. Then you will hand over all your dirty little files. Everything. Understood?" They nodded in unison. For $2 million, they could have it all. "You will agree to leave the country immediately, and not to return for at least 2 years."
"How can we leave the country?" Beach asked. "We have no passports, no papers."
"My brother will have all of that. You'll be given new identities, with a complete set of papers, including credit cards. It's all waiting for you."
2 years?
Spicer asked, and Yarber looked at him as if he'd lost his mind.
"That's right. 2 years. It's part of the deal. Agreed?"
I don't know,"
Spicer said, his voice shaking. Spicer had never left the United States.
"Don't be foolish," Yarber snapped at him. "A complete pardon. $1 million a year for 2 years to live abroad. Hell yes, we'll take the deal."
A sudden knock on the door terrified them. Two guards were looking in. Argro grabbed the copies of the pardons and stuffed them in his pocket. "Do we have a deal, gentlemen?" They nodded yes, and all three shook hands with him.
"Good," he said. "Remember, act surprised."
They followed the guards to the warden's office, where they were introduced to two very stern-faced men from Washington, one from Justice, one from the Bureau of Prisons. The warden completed the stiff introductions without getting any of the names confused. Then he handed each of the three a legal-sized document. They were the originals of what Argro had just shown them.
"Gentlemen," the warden announced with as much drama as he could muster, "you have just been pardoned by the President of the United States."
He smiled warmly as if he were responsible for this good news. They stared at their pardons, still in shock, still dizzy with 1,000 questions, the biggest of which was, how in the world did Argro scoop the warden and show them the documents first?
"I don't know what to say,"
Spicer managed to mumble. Then the other two mumbled something else. The man from Justice said,
"The President reviewed your cases. and he felt that you have served enough time. He feels very strongly that you have more to offer your country and your communities by once again becoming productive citizens.